Hello, this is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. In this particular report will be a follow-up on a new series, web series that I'm doing called Fake News Watch. Because of the big brouhaha that was made about Russia hacking and fake news about Hillary Clinton and all that garbage that was going on. So I, as a nonprofit, Black Talk Media Project, we are a new media education platform. But I need to educate people on how to spot fake news. You can't always spot it, but there are things that will give you a clue. So the subject of today's fake news topic will be Serena Williams allegedly disrespecting black men. A quote came from her about her engagement to this white guy who is one of the co-founders of Reddit. So the story first appeared here. Let's go ahead and pull that up. Here is the story where it originated from. 18caratreggae.com. Now, whenever I come across a suspect story, I always go to the about section, or I scroll all the way down to the bottom to see if there is a disclaimer that it is in fact fake news, that it is satire. This does not have any such disclaimers that this is satire. So they're putting this out there as facts. So as you can see from the headline, white men treat women better than black men, according to Serena Williams. And you got people on the internet, Facebook. Look at how many times this has been shared and liked. Now, is this story for real? Did she really say this, or is this just some people looking for some clickbait? Says that Serena Williams got engaged last week to Alex Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit. Ohanian happens to be white, and many are wondering why Serena chose to marry a white man after dating so many black men. Well, according to the greatest female tennis player, and quite possibly the greatest female athlete of all time, of all the men she dated, the white men, especially her now fiance, treated her better than black men. So the alleged quote, it is in quotations as if she said this, "When I date someone, I never see color," Serena said. "I date who I have chemistry with, but I must say Alex has treated me better than any black man I have dated." Now, if I was to even go along with this and say this quote was real, that's a whole lot different than this clickbait headline, "White men treat women better than black men," according to Serena Williams. According to this quote, she did not say anything of the sort. She said that the people she has dated, that this white guy has treated her better than the black men that she dated. Now, here's the thing. I believe the evidence would suggest this is a fake story. In journalism, when you want to confirm a story, you are supposed to have 2 to 3 sources. So I went ahead and I Googled that quote right there to see, okay, this is in quotations. Let's see if we can find any other website or any other publication that is carrying this quote or carrying this story. Let's see if we can find some sources other than 18caratreggae.com. So, as you can see, I just Googled it there. And the only source that comes up is 18caratreggae.com, the same article. There are no other articles. If I go to news, nothing. If I go to videos, nothing. Only place this quote shows up is 18caratreggae.com. And then it, of course, is going to be picked up by everybody else. As you can see, this one was just republished an hour ago by, what is this, ZimbabweNewsday.co.uk. That's a doggone shame, because this is a fake story. Here we got Boogie Girl, blackgirl.com 9 hours ago. Now we got ZambianObserver.com. All today, trying to capitalize on the clickbait, or they didn't do their due diligence and try to find other sources. Okay, these are not, I would not say these are credible sources. All right, so let's go back to the article. Another thing that you want to look for is a link to the source. When I publish articles, especially if it's something controversial or something that some people may be skeptical about, I will share my sources. I will link to the sources in the articles that I write, okay? And I'm even going to start including links to my sources in videos that I do, all right? So I believe this is a fake story. It's only being picked up by these other websites, and they're probably citing this website. But let's just go ahead and click on these and see if they provide any links to any sources or if they're going to link to the original source. No, they have not. It is basically a copy and paste job from the other one, from the other article. All right, let's check another one. No links. You're not providing any links. This is how you hurt your credibility as an independent news outlet. None of these websites are affiliated with the mainstream media or corporations, I'm assuming. So here we have a blog, Bougie Black Girl. Let's see. What does she do? Oh, she actually did her research and says the article above is not real. But so many people just fall for this. They just fall for this. And let me go ahead and pull up this Snopes article from 2007. This isn't the first time Serena Williams has been the victim of these smears, of these fake news stories, these clickbait stories. Back in, I think it was 2000, let's just read this. Okay, did Serena Williams announce she stopped dating black guys because a white man is the only real choice for a successful black female? And they it said it was collected on the internet in 2004. I had already read it. It appears to have been an email chain, fake interview. And it says the origins of this fake interview was early in December 2004. The specious interview quoted above came to be flung from inbox to inbox. In it, tennis sensation Serena Williams slams African-American men, comparing them to poor homeless dogs, predicting that they will be obsolete in 10 years once artificial insemination has, and it goes on and on and on and on and on, and it's fake. And so she had to address this, and this is an actual quote from her. She said, "Words cannot express how upset I am to find out that someone has deliberately attempted to ruin my reputation and image. I would never, ever, under any circumstance, be so disrespectful. Whoever decided to write this garbage does not know Serena Williams. It is not my thinking nor my being. I want to find out who is behind this and have them prosecuted within the fullest extent of the law. I am hoping that there will be more policing over the internet in order to find out immediately the origin of this kind of treachery. No one deserves to be humiliated and defamed this way." So, fake story shared by tens of thousands of people on social media. Plenty of people got negative things to say about Serena Williams based on a fake quote. So that's my report. It's just very unfortunate that people just fall for this kind of stuff, and then you wonder why people, especially here in the United States, are so uninformed, and all of this ill will being directed at Serena Williams. It must be because of something else. I think it is. I think it is possibly envy or something like that. And yeah, I do understand that a lot of black people think that we should, you know, stay within our own group. But I don't care. I really don't care, because I do not fear genetic annihilation. I know that black people population has been increasing. It has not been decreasing like Caucasians here in the United States. So I don't have any kind of fear of genetic annihilation. And plus, like Public Enemy said in is on one of his tracks, Fear of a Black Planet, is that they are the ones that fear genetic annihilation. You know, if there's a white man and a black woman, you're going to have a black baby. If you have a black man and a white woman, black baby. So I have no fear of genetic annihilation. I am not going to diss on her because she's choosing to marry this wealthy white man. I just hope that she takes some of his wealth and direct it towards helping victims of racism, which she has done throughout her career and giving back to her community. So, you know, just please stop with the fake news. You want to check it, any kind of story. You want to make sure there's more than one source, but that's not foolproof, especially when you're talking about the mainstream media. We got all of these corporate news outlets that's repeating the same big lie that the Russians hacked the election. And so even when you have more than one source, that does not mean that it is a real story or that it's factual or whatnot. But Serena, kind of knowing her father, listened to his audio book on a program on Black Talk Radio Network. I think one time they did it on Context of White Supremacy, if I'm not mistaken, or I may have seen a video. But I don't think that Richard Williams was going to raise his children to be what some people call Uncle Toms. I call them proxy racists. All right, this is Scotty Reed with this Black Talk Radio News Report and Fake News Watch.